Good morning, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us for SPIRIT, the stimulating program initiative for retirees that inspires thought. I'm Judy Steinig, Director of Community Services for the Orthodox Union, and it's my honor to coordinate and host this program. The OU created SPIRIT several years ago as an on-site program, and now we're happy to present it as a virtual program for baby boomers, active retirees, not yet retirees, empty nesters, sandwich generation parents, and seniors. All of us who are looking for opportunities for spiritual, physical, educational, and intellectual growth. Since all of us are still sheltering in, SPIRIT is the perfect way for us to engage in an online setting. Today's presenter and session is backed by popular demand. Rhonda Stuller-Wunsch, a certified yoga instructor, will be sharing seated yoga, giving us strategies on stretching and breathing that we can use while we're still at home, in our cars, and maybe someday soon for those who are working in our offices. It's a pleasure to welcome Rhonda back to the Spirit Forum. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us, and thank you so much, Rhonda, for your time.
And thank you, Judy, and hello, everybody. Welcome back to those who were with me last time, and for all of you that are new, don't worry, we're recording this, so you'll catch up very quickly. So I know it's been a hard time for a lot of us in this corona isolation. However, the wonderful thing about the seated yoga is it can be done anywhere, anytime. Now is good, even later on, once you get back to normal life, God willing, one day soon. It will help you with your deep breathing, de-stressing, mindfulness, developing a healthy habit, and if that's what you're looking for, you've come to the right place. So before I start, I'll just give you a quick review. To me, yoga is basically breathing and movement in unison. And for those of you who remember a long time ago, there was a craze called aerobics. What does aerobics mean? Essentially, air. So yoga involves breathing in and out, so it has an aerobic component to it also, and it's often much better for those of us who are baby boomers and up, because we don't have the high impact that a lot of aerobics and other activities involve. So there you go. Usually I teach what I call hatha yoga with flow yoga. Flow yoga is basically a lot of arm movements and positioning from one pose to another. And hatha basically means positions. And we do a lot of different breathing exercises. If you recall, I started off the last class with a deep breathing exercise, or what we call yogic breathing. And we do it in what is called relaxation pose. Usually in a standard yoga class, you're lying on the mat, your arms are out to your side, your feet are out to the side, and your toes are pointing away, just like I'm showing you in the camera. However, you could do it seated as well. So 2 feet on the floor, hands on your knees, or they could be up. You can bring some of your fingers or all of your fingers together. The idea is basically that there's a lot of receptors in your palms. So if your hands are down, you're gonna feel that. You might feel it less if your hands are up. Some people say there's like a circuit of energy flowing through your body. If you close your fingers, you complete the circuit. It's totally up to you. Sit forward on your chair, tighten your abs, roll your shoulders up, back and down. You can close your eyes or stare off into the distance. Nobody's watching you, so feel free. As you inhale, see how my shoulders come up. As you exhale, my shoulders will come down. I don't know if you could see my tummy coming in and out, but what you could do is also put, let's say, your right hand on your stomach and your left hand on your chest. As you inhale, your tummy will blow out like a balloon, and so will your chest will rise. As you exhale, it's kind of like emptying a glass of water, so the water comes from the top first, so your chest will lower, and then your stomach. So either way, whatever hand positions you like, inhale for 4, exhale for 8, Keep inhaling. Exhaling is twice the length. You could do, if you have a higher lung capacity, you can either count slowly or you can breathe in for 6 and exhale for 12. The point is that you do this at your own pace. I'm going to let you do about 5 to 10 of them on your own without me talking. Just try to relax. Count your breaths if you find your mind wandering. I'm doing this yoga class outside today, so you might hear the birds chirping. Okay, good. So usually what we do is we release our hands, shake them out, shake up a little higher, wriggle your shoulders, nod your head up and down. And then you can turn it from side to side. Great. Now bring your hands to your knees, tighten your abs. You can sit a little bit further back in your chair. And I want you to make circles with your waist. So you decide how fast and how big those circles are based on your own condition. Basically in yoga, we don't want to have any pain. So if you feel pain, pull back and make smaller movements. Okay, and then we're going to reverse directions. We keep doing this yoga breathing, in for 4, out for 8. Try to do it consciously if you can. If not, that's okay. You're going to breathe either way. It's just more powerful if you work with your breath. Okay, good. So last class, we did a lot of arm movements. We could do a few now. Let's just turn those wrists and then the other way. And then like you're jumping rope. And then backwards jumping. Put your hands on your shoulders. So if you're watching this in the replay, you can actually stop the video and do more repetitions. It's up to you. Okay, good. So now I want to do a little bit of footwork with you. So I want you to lean back in your chair. If you have an armchair, you can put your hands on the armchair and hold the arms. If you have a regular chair like I do today, you can just hold the seat of the chair. We're going to lift up the right foot and then the left foot. And it doesn't really matter. Inhale up, exhale down. This one, you might just do 4 breaths in and 4 breaths out. So one thing I like about yoga is, unlike aerobics, you don't have to do everything in counts of 8, although 8 is very good. It's a very Kabbalistic number because it's one number above 7, which is nature, and 8 is above nature. But you could do 10, which is also a very good number, or you can do any odd numbers, which are also Kabbalistic. So it's up to you. Okay, now, if you have the abdominal strength, tighten your abs, hold onto your chair, and see if you can raise both of them at the same time. If not, keep doing one at a time. That's okay, too. Inhale up and exhale down. Okay, good. So you might notice that I'm actually wearing my shoes. You could take off your shoes. It doesn't really matter what you wear on your feet if you're seated. If you're standing, a lot of people do yoga barefoot or with their stockings. But if you are older and have issues, a lot of you might prefer to wear running shoes or even maybe something with your orthotics to keep your stability and balance. But like I said, we're sitting, so we don't have to worry about it. So what I want you to do now is lift up one of your legs. And you know how the men like to cross their legs? So you can try that. So the ankle is on the knee. You could turn your knee down with one hand. You can hold the other ankle, that's fine. And then see if you can lean forward. So I have my right leg up, but a lot of you might be doing the mirror image, so you might have your left leg up, and you might feel it in that hip where the knee is up. If you can't do it like this, you can also just cross your legs and then lean forward. That's another alternative. Okay, and we're going to drop that leg. We're going to try the other side. So everything that we do on the right, we do on the left. You might notice that one side is more painful than the other. I can feel it definitely more in my left hip for some reason. So one of the types of yoga that you'll hear about is called restorative yoga. And what you do in restorative yoga is you start with your weaker or injured side, and then you go to your regular side, and then you go back to your injured side. That way you build it up. So even though our body is symmetrical and generally we do symmetrical exercises, there is a way of building it up as well, built into the yoga system. The yoga system isn't even a formal system, it's made up and you can adjust it to your own needs. Good. So the next thing I want you to do is hold onto your chair again, lean back, tighten your abs. This time lift up your knee and circle your knee. So you're going to feel that in your hip. Notice I'm wearing a long, wide skirt, so I don't need any special clothes. It'll be harder to do if you're a lady wearing a tight skirt, but you can do it in pants. You can do it in exercise clothes. Switch directions. If you find it hurts, you could stop. Okay, and now we're going to do the other leg. Don't forget, inhaling, exhaling through the nose. That will filter the air and help calm your parasympathetic nervous system. And we'll reverse. Okay, good. So this one, for those of you that remember the Charleston, I just call it dancing feet. So we're just gonna wiggle our feet in and out. I don't know if you can see what I'm doing with my toes, but my feet are basically going like this. And then you can put your hands on your knees. You can switch over like they do in the Charleston. It's up to you. Okay, now keep them wide as you feel comfortable. Your toes could be pointed out. Tighten your abs, lean forward. So maybe some of you can only lean forward a little bit. If you get dizzy, I recommend doing a little bit, especially if you have high or low blood pressure. But if you're okay, your neck is okay, everything is okay, you can come down even more. And you'll feel that probably in your outer hips as well. You might find your nose draining. You didn't even realize there was a lot going on in there. Once you lower your head, inhale back up. And now wiggle your feet back in, tighten your stomach, and then come forward. Now, when you come forward, you could slide your hands down your feet. And some of you might want to stop here, or you might want to go further down, reaching towards your toes. You can keep your head up if that hurts, or if your blood pressure is okay, you can lower your head towards your knees. Tighten your abs. Inhale your arms all the way up. And then exhale them down by your side. So usually what I find is the legs get a bit tired, the arms get a bit tired, so I might alternate. So let's just do one stretch here. Bring your right arm or your left arm over this back of your chair. Lift yourself up and then look over your shoulder with your eyes, stretching to look towards your ear as well. Okay, good. Inhale back to the center. And now over to the other side. And back to the center. Shrug your shoulders up, squeeze. Hold your breath if you'd like. And then exhale down. This time through your throat. Called cleansing breath. Inhale up. And exhale down. And one more. Okay, we're going to go back to the feet. So I want you to lift up your leg. You could hold it with your hand. Or you could just use your abs to hold it up. And I want you to turn your ankle in one direction. And then in the other direction. Okay, release that leg, lift up the other one. We're gonna do the same thing. Choose one direction. And the other. And release. If you are really in good shape and you wanna use your abs, you could do both at the same time. And now we're gonna point and flex, but I'll just do it on one side to give you an example. And release that foot, we'll do the other one. Point and flex. Toes away from you, toes up to the ceiling. Or in my case, the sky. Okay, good. So as a preschool teacher, I like to do this with the little kids, and I sing to them, "If You're Happy and You Know It." And then what I do is I tell them to lift their feet up and clap their feet. So if you can do that, go ahead. If not, it's all right. Just something a little fun. They get a big laugh out of it. And then I tell them, this one's a little harder. First, bring your foot up to your hip if you can. And then if you can do that, lift your foot up towards your nose and pretend you're going to bring it to your nose. Some of you can actually do it, maybe, maybe not. All right. And then we're going to do the other foot. So lift it up onto your hip if you can, and then bring it up a little higher, and then you can try to sniff it or bring it to your nose. Okay, good. Just some little fun things. The truth is, if you can't do everything, that's fine. Whatever you do is good. And just repeat something that you can do as opposed to worrying about what you can't. Okay, I can't remember if I did this last time, but lean back in your chair, tighten your abs. We're going to stretch out our arms, and we're going to open and close our hands. So this doesn't really feel like anything if you do it 5 or 10 times. But if you keep doing it, you're going to start to feel it on the tops of your arms. When your arms feel sore, just put them down to your knee or shake them out. It's up to you. Okay, good job. Shake it out. Okay, now we're going to do a little bit of ab work. So lean back in your chair and then just lift one knee up at a time. Keep your stomach tight. Okay, now if you're feeling brave and your abs and your back can handle it, you could try to lift up both knees. Hold on to your chair for your balance. So when I do this class with seniors, I tell them, okay, we're going to go for a walk. And I see a skunk. So run! Okay, we outran the skunk. You can walk. And now we're coming to the swimming pool. So you can get in the swimming pool and you're going to swim the breaststroke. And you can do it the other way. It's kind of like treading water. If you're really talented, you might be able to bring your feet up at the same time. Okay, good job. And we're going to do the front crawl. So you can either do one arm at a time and keep your eyes forward, or you could follow your arm with your head. Okay, whatever we do on the left, we do on the right. Whenever we do it in one direction, we often do it in the other. So we're going to do our backstroke now. And as I said before, same thing. You can keep your arms in front of you, or you could watch. Move your neck to watch your arms. Okay, good. If that's hard for you, you can also do it with your hands on your shoulders. Sometimes that's a little easier. If one of your shoulders isn't working well, you can just do one shoulder at a time and just skip the other shoulder. Okay, good. Shake it out again. Okay. So I would think I was telling you last time about laughter yoga. And this one, I kind of think of it like conducting an orchestra. So I'll do the arm movements first. So lift your arm up and then drop it down, lift it up to the side, drop it, lift it up, and then push it back. And then the breathing movements go ha, 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 ha. And when you go that last ha, you can come down. So let's try it again. Ha, 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 ha. So do it slowly. If you get dizzy, takes a lot of breathing, so you could do it fast in the middle, and then you can slow it down. Okay, ha, the last one. And then take a deep breath, lift your arms up slowly, inhale through the nose. And then let's exhale through the throat as the arms come down. We're gonna do two more of those. And okay, good. So I think that we've done quite a bit on the legs, and we'll do a little bit more stretching. So you can grab onto the side of your chair or the arm, and the opposite arm comes up, lift it over your head. This might be as far as you can go, or you can try to lean into it. Notice how I'm not just dropping my head, I'm still holding it up. Your abs are tight. Good, inhale it up, and then exhale, release the arm. That's the flow yoga part. Inhale the other arm up and lean it over, and then you can deepen the side bend if you like. Good, inhale it up, and then exhale, release. Okay, good, inhale both arms up, exhale them halfway down. Both up and halfway down. And one more time up, and then exhale it halfway down. And now rotate the wrists forward and back. If that hurts, both arms, then don't do it. If it hurts only one arm, do the arm that works. Okay, one more time up. And aha, all the way down. Good. Now, take your arm across your chest, pull in your elbow, or tuck your arm in your elbow and pull that in. So that will stretch the shoulder. Nice deep breaths in and out. You can do four and four. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, release. And then bring the other arm across the chest. And you can hold it like that. You can hold it like that. Up to you. Good. Inhale, reaching up. And exhale, release. You can put your hands in your lap or by your side. It's up to you. Now, we'll do a little bit more leg work. Leaning back on your chair, you can hold on. Now, what I want you to do is sort of big circles. So lift your leg up and around and then down. So it's kind of like a whip kick, if you're familiar with the swimming. And then we're going to do the other way. Kind of what you do when you're doing the breaststroke. Okay, good. Now we're going to release the feet. So another exercise that I like to do is you hold on to your chair and pretend you're standing up. But don't stand up. Just lift your hips a little bit off the chair. You can lift it up a little bit more or a little bit less. If you can't do it, that's okay. You could just maybe lift your knees up one at a time. It's partially an ab exercise and partially working on your arms because you're pushing into the chair. Okay, good. All right. So the wonderful thing about yoga is if you're tired, you can do less. If you're feeling energetic, you can do more. And we always start and end the class with the breathing exercise. So when we did this one here, up, 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 and down, that was using a breathing format that we call Breath of Fire. So you focus on the exhale when you go ha, 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 and the inhale just happens automatically. And now we're going to go back to the exercise that we did in the beginning of the class. So I want you to roll your shoulders up, back, and down. Put your hands in a comfortable position. Usually I suggest your feet are flat on the floor if you can. And then you can also remember, keep your hands up or bring your fingers together. Close your eyes gently or look off into the distance. Your lips are closed gently, but your jaw is slightly separated so your teeth aren't grinding. You're inhaling through the nose for four, exhaling through the nose for eight. As you inhale, your tummy and then your chest fill up with air. As you exhale, your chest and then your tummy empty the air. It's also called diaphragmic breathing. So I want you to do about 10 of these on your own. Okay, and then you can shake it out a little bit and give yourself a hug and shake it out. And then the other way, hug and shake it out. Okay, so you can put your hands back in your lap. I'm going to show you one more breathing exercise. I find it's not done as often as the other ones. It's called alternate nostril breathing. So the traditional way of doing it is you put your thumb and your, could be your pinky or your other finger, and you block your nostril, but I find it's easier to learn if you do it with one hand and the other. So you can take your pointer finger and hold your nostril. Exhale, inhale, switch heads, exhale, inhale, and then switch. So the exhale could be 8, inhale 4, and switch. And keep doing that on your own. Good. And you can drop your hands. And then I usually end the class with a little bit of a stretch. So inhale, reach up. Tighten your abs. Exhale, reach forward. And then you can reach down to your legs. Or you see how my foot is? If you put it with your toe pointed, but the heels up, I mean down on the floor and the toes pointed up, you can reach for your toes. That's another way of doing it. Inhale up. This time, exhale to the side for 1 and 2. And the last one, 3. And you might find it in a traditional yoga class, they're going to end the class with a chant. So I have my own Jewish version of the chant. First of all, I do what I call spider fingers. So my fingers are together, but my palms are wide. And then what I do is I inhale. As I exhale, I say the word shalom. And you try to make the shalom last as long as you can, especially that last part, the mm. Inhale, shalom. You could do as many of those as you'd like. And then I usually end my class by saying thank you in sign language. And that's basically our class for today. So thank you very much for joining me. And as I said before, feel free when you do this on your own, do things faster or slower, extend the class or not. Traditionally, I do a 30-minute seated yoga class. However, if I do a standing class, I usually can shorten it to 15, 20 minutes if people want, or I extend it to an hour and 15 minutes depending on my audience. It's totally flexible and up to you how long you want to exercise. And you could just do some of these exercises one at a time in your chair, in between your tasks, as a way of moving from activity to activity. Okay, Judy. I'm turning it over to you now.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. I think we all appreciated the workout, the spirituality, and learning how to breathe properly. Thank you so much. And thank you everybody else for joining us. Now I just have a couple of housekeeping announcements. Last week, after Rabbi Hauer's session, we spoke about a new initiative called Perfect Pair, in which each one of us can share our experiences, values, and legacy with the teen in a virtual setting. Signing up for this program is very easy. It's available in all the emails that you'll be receiving now for Spirit. Please sign up, and you can also sign up a loved one who also may benefit from the program. I'm sure everybody will enjoy being involved, and it's important for our teens who are missing the summer experiences they were truly looking forward to. So watch for that in your emails. And as I said, it's very easy to sign up. Again, let me just note that all of our programs are recorded, and everybody who registers receives a link to the program sometime later in the day. The other day, I think it was not until early the next day. But you don't have to ask me for it. If you're registered, whether or not you've attended, you will get that link. We want to thank our partnering synagogues who are helping us to spread the word about this program. If your shul isn't listed, please reach out to your rabbi and president about becoming a partner. There's no charge, and all we ask is that your synagogue promotes the program in a weekly email that I will be sending to them. Next week, on Thursday, we're not up to next week, but on Thursday is Shabbat Batamuz, a fast day, but that's not stopping spirit. We are honored to have Rabbi Stephen Weil, Managing Senior Director of the Orthodox Union, who will be speaking to us then. So watch your emails for registration, and we will see you again on Thursday. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day. Have a good week, and be safe and be healthy. Thank you so much. And thank you again, Rhonda.
Pleasure.